오 마기아나 디브렌더시아 기아는 되는 전하태야 작추로는 미리 감기에는 덕신의 수리구로에 Sri Chaitanya Mahavishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahayam Dadakim Swapadadikam Bandeyatam Sri Guru Sri Yantapadakamanam Sri Guram Vaishnamam Sri Rupam Sadhajatam Sadhanaram Natham Vitam Tamtadikam Sadhajatam Sadhanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakha Vidam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopi Kakanta Sri Radha Kanta Tapta Kanta Daurani Sri Radha Vrindavane Sri Vrishavanam Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vansha Kalpatar Vyashyatman Sindhu Vairaja Patipranam Pramane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namo Together everyone, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namah Om. Daya Krishna Sri Mukti Shrimati Bhakti Vidana Swami Jinamane Namaste Satsang Deve Gauravani Pachamane Nikshe Shunyamani Mahashyamane Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, young and old, everybody is welcome to the Bhagavatam class and thank you for coming. Today verse is Canto 4, Chapter 21, Verse 46. Instructions by Maharaja Prithu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nityam
Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati
Uttam
Shloke
Bhaktir Bhakti Nishthiti Before citing the Shrimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayana. Unto Narayana and Rishi, the supremest human being. Unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of loving. Unto Srila Vasudev. Unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Unto Srila Sukadev, the great reciter. Unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Please repeat. Putrena.
Putrena.
By the son.
Jayate,
Jayate, one becomes victorious. Lokan,
Lokan,
all the heavenly planets.
Iti,
thus.
Satyavati,
becomes true.
Suti,
Vedas,
Vedas.
Brahmadanda,
Brahmadanda,
by the curse of Brahmanas,
by the curse of Brahmanas.
Ataha,
killed,
Papa,
Papa,
the most sinful,
the most sinful,
Yad,
Yad,
as,
as,
Vena,
Vena,
the father of Maragatu,
the father of Maragatu,
Adi,
Adi,
great,
great.
Ataran,
Ataran,
became delivered.
Tama,
from the darkness of hellish life.
From the darkness of hellish life.
Putrena jayate lokam.
Putrena jayate lokam.
Iti satyavati shruti.
Iti satyavati shruti.
Brahmadanda satapapo.
Brahmadanda satapapo.
Yadveno itrata tama.
Yadveno itrata tama.
Putrena jayate lokam.
Putrena. They all declare that the basic conclusion. They all declare the basic conclusion.
That one can conquer the heavenly planets.
That one can conquer the heavenly planets.
By the action of a putra.
By the action of a putra.
Our son. Was fulfilled.
For the most sinful Vena.
Who had been killed.
By
the curse of the Brahmanas.
By the curse of the Brahmanas.
Was now delivered. From the darkest region of hellish life.
From the darkest region of hellish life.
Why his son Maharajapitu.
By his son Maharajapitu.
Purported by his divine grace. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. According to the Vedic version, there is a hellish planet called Put. And one who delivers a person from there is called Putra. The purpose of marriage, therefore, is to have a putra, a son who is able to deliver his father, even if the father falls down to the hellish condition of put. Dear devotees, very, very important for all of us to understand. Prabhupada in the purport is mentioning about the hellish put, hellish put. And one who delivers a person from there is called putra. Tra means the deliverer. So this is the purpose of marriage. Therefore, is to have a putra, a son, who is able to deliver his father, even if the father falls down to the Venice Convention of Put. Purpose of life is to return back home, back to order. Save ourselves from the hellish condition of life. In that ancient time, there was one king. He was a very pious king. And his queen, she was very, very pious lady. She gave birth to 7 sons. When her son will grow 7 years old, she will utter one mantra in his ear. And this queen's name was Maharani Mandasa. What mantra she used to whisper in the ear of his 7-year-old son? Shuddhosi, Buddhosi, Niranjanosi, Samsara Maya, Parivartitosi, Samsara Sapanam, Taj Moha Nidra, Mandasa Vakya Moha Sputra. My dear son, become purified. Shuddhosi, become intelligent. And who's intelligent? Jai Krishna Hare Sri Vara Chakra. Anyone who is worshipping Krishna, he is the only intelligent. But nowadays, Kali Yuga, one who has a lot of riches, he is very intelligent, he is a very happy person. He may be suffering like hell, but foolish people think like this, that he is very successful. He is very successful. But real success is that one becomes Krishna conscious. Otherwise, darkest region of hell is waiting for us. And sometimes, out of ignorance, many people say, oh, we don't believe in hell. But it's proved, life after birth is proved, certain happening takes place, and hell is also proved, you know. It's a great risk if we won't become Krishna conscious, and we will be pushed into hell. There was one merchant in Rajasthan. He had one servant working for him. So he died and he went to hell. What happened when he went to hell? The superintendent of death, Yamraj, he was very angry with him. He said, "You nonsense. You are committing so many sinful activities. And you will be punished here." So he said, "My dear Yamraj, you are the king of Yamas, Yamdutas. You are the leader of the Yamdutas. I'm the leader of the sinful people. So we are both same. Don't say like this." Yamraj was actually pleased with this thing. He made him the head of the Yamdutas. Because he was a very cruel person during his lifetime, very sinful and committing so many. So he made him head of the Yamdutas. Where he was working, serving one merchant, he came to that place. and this Sebastian named Jivaswamiji came there and came to this, he said, oh, this is the place where I was working. He came to this Ramji, this Baniya, this merchant. He said, oh, you are dead and how you can be dead? He said, when I, he told him what I told you just now, that Yamraj made me the head of Yamsutas. I have come here to take away such and such person. One Banjara. Banjara means the, those who don't have a fixed place, they keep on moving. Then just some time back he came to me and took so many things, bought so many things from me. You will see. And I came to you here to warn you that you behave yourself. Otherwise one day I'm going to come to you also. So he went to this Banjara who was giving feed to the his bull. And something happened. He beat up the bull with the stick or something like that. The bull was very angry and he put his both the horn in his stomach and killed. Then he got the new message. Then he took his soul. So then this Baniya, when he came to know, he was horrified. So he died. And so he became devotee. His life was changed. He became devotee and he became a very good devotee actually. What happened? He had one son. His son was very, you know, becoming very sick and day by day he was losing his weight. So one day, this Ramji inquired, he said, what happened? Why you are becoming so weak? Say, at night when I sleep, a ghost comes and he scares me and I'm very scared by him. I said, okay. The next day, this Baniya, he told his son to sleep where I am sleeping. He slept there where the ghost was coming. So ghost came at night. So he was no power, he was a devotee. He threw some water on him and said, who are you? Why are you bothering my son? He said, in my previous life, I was a jeweler. India, jewelers are called sunare also, in one language. So I had an intimate relation with one woman. And after that I was punished to become a ghost. Now, why I was bothering your son? Because I want to be delivered. Please deliver me. So what do you want? I said, give me charanamrit of your foot. Then will purify me. So he gave him some charanamrit, let him wash his foot and his ghost was delivered. It is mentioned, one who has illicit relation with other women, want to speak of becoming ghost of death while living he is a ghost. So this is very, very simple to have a situation with anyone. Even with one's own wife, if somebody has a situation, he is also sent to the hell. And the rest of the world where you are living, people are too much into this. They think this is the life, but this is the hellish life. Hell is waiting. So, put means hell. And we have to save ourselves from the hell. And we can only save ourselves from the hell if we become Vaishnava. There are four different kinds of Vaishnavas. They are only bona fide. First is our Sampradaya, the four Sampradayas. First of all, Sampradaya which was started by Brahmaji. Our Sampradaya name is Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Second Sampradaya is Kumar Sampradaya, which was started by four Kumaras: Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sant. Third Sampradaya is Shri Sampradaya, which was started by Mother Lakshmi. Fourth Sampradaya is Rudra Sampradaya, which was started by Lord Shiva. In all these Sampradayas, worship of Supreme Person Vishnu Krishna is recommended. Lord Sampradaya, Lord Shiva started the Sampradaya, not that he worship me, no. Worship Krishna, worship Krishna. So, our Guru should be under this Sampradaya, one of these Sampradaya, bona fide Sampradaya. It is mentioned, Sampradaya Vahina Ye Mantra He Nishphala Mata. If a spiritual master is not coming in a Sampradaya and he gives the mantra, that mantra will have no effect. Mantra He Nishphala Mata. So our Sampradaya is Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. These are the bona fide Sampradaya four, which I mentioned to you. But still, this our Sampradaya is special. Can anybody answer why this Sampradaya is special?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You should have raised your hand.
No.
Raise the hand, wait for my asking you the question. You gave the proper answer. What's your name?
Dhruva.
Who's your Guru Maharaj?
Kavali Mishra
Papa. So, because Lord chose this Sampradaya, Kali Bhavana Matar, deliverer of the fallen, is Lord Gauranga. He chose this Sampradaya, Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. He didn't choose Kumar Sampradaya or Shri Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya. So this Sampradaya is vishesh, special. We should become very, very serious devotees and spread this Sampradaya, save our souls. Prabhupada mentioned once, our mission is to save the soul. Soul can only be saved if they come to the shelter of Super Soul Sri Krishna. Not otherwise. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai God, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. One is God, he is Krishna, and he is Jagannath. So, this Sampradaya, this most merciful Lord Gauranga, with his elder brother, Nityananda, he has appeared to give us his mercy. So we should take their mercy and get yourself delivered from the cycle of birth and death. Get yourself delivered from the nations of this material world. Otherwise, big trouble is waiting. Big trouble, very big trouble. We should see that trouble is coming. So, generally, people used to have sun in the Vedic case. Only 5,000 years back, Kaliyuga has begun. For this purpose, and that if we are not able to deliver ourselves, our putra will deliver us from the nations of this material world. Nowadays, this concept is being finished. Nobody wants putra, they want son. Which kind of son? Who is nonsense, doing all kind of dirty things. They don't want putra. They are not interested in deliverance. So, very serious situation. Mahārāja Prithu's father, Vena, was a most sinful person and was therefore cursed to death by the Brahmanas. Before, Brahmanas were so powerful that if the king is not behaving properly, they will curse him to death. When Brahmanas came to Prithu, they behave yourself, you are not ruling your kingdom properly. You are not taking care of your subjects properly. So Vena said, what you know, you just go away. The Brahmanas already is a rascal, he is not going to listen. They are saying in Hindi, लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते, meaning one who is supposed to understand by kicks, he won't understand by speaking. So they killed him, they cursed him. Brahmanas were so powerful. In Kali Yuga, people claim Brahman by birth. No one is Brahman by birth. Why? Because there is no Gardhan samskar. Before, husband and wife used to meet for procreation, they would perform a samskar. Now there is no samskar, it's called Gardhan samskar. So nobody is born Brahman. But Vaidyamatsya Prabhupada and this most merciful Gauranga, we can become better than Brahman. What is the better than Brahman? We can become Vaishnavas. And there is no question that Vaishnava can be from certain caste or certain creed or certain color. No. Anyone can be a Vaishnava. Many Muslims used to be devotees of Krishna. In our sampradaya, Shrinagari Das Thakur, born a Muslim, who can be like him? Out of 24 hours, 22 hours he will chant. So glorious. And he was so humble that he won't go to the temple of Jagannath. He said, I'm Yavana. I'm not fit to go to the temple. But Jagannath will come and visit you. You know there are two Jagannaths? Anyone knows? Who knows there are two Jagannaths? Raise your hand. Nobody else knows? Only this one person, Dhruva, knows. One Jagannath is in the deity form. Achal Jagannath, deity form. Chal Jagannath is not Gauranga. So, Vasu Ghosh, recently there was a, Vasu Ghosh disappeared. Vasu Ghosh was a Kali Joda heart. Jai Gaur, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. With phone in hand, Vasu Ghosh Thakur is saying, one who knows God is Krishna and he is Jagannath. Same. No difference. So, we can be delivered by the mercy of Kali Bhavanam Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Mahārāja Prithu actually, when this king Vena was cursed to death by the Brahmanas, his body was kept and his body was churned with them. After churning his body, one black man came out of his body. Prabhupada has mentioned that these Africans are descended of that black man. will come here. Africans like stealing very much. They will steal. For little thing they will kill others. I stayed in African country almost 6 years. So, when he was sin personified, this black man, who came after turning the body of King Mena. Then later on, Maharaja Prithubhadra also came, appeared from the body of Mena. So, Mena, Prithubhadra is considered son of Mena. So Prithubhadra is very, very special personality. He was incarnation, Shakti Shavasara. So he delivered his father. Prithu's father, Mena, was a more sinful person and was therefore cursed to death by the Brahmanas. Now all the great saintly persons, sages and Brahmanas present in the meeting, after hearing from Maharaja Prithu about his great mission in life, became convinced that the statement of the Vedas had been fully proved. What are the statement of the Vedas? That a putra, a son can deliver the father. Like Prithu Maharaj delivered the king Vrina, his father. The purpose of accepting a wife in religious marriage as sanction in the Vedas is to have a putra, a son qualified to deliver his father from the darkest region of hellish life. So, marriage is allowed also. Marriage is a sense gratification. Prabhupada has mentioned in the Bhagavatam that to go back home, back to Godhead, we don't require sense gratification. Sense gratification will take us to hellish condition. No sense gratification. So, to have a putra, one is allowed to get married. He can associate with his wife only for procreation, not for enjoyment. Woman is not a machine for enjoyment. She is worshipable. Our scriptures give great respect to the woman. She is our mother. We should see her as our mother. We are all born from a woman. But this Western culture is such, women are considered, women are also fallen, they are considered as a machine for enjoyment. No. This enjoyment is a vile road to hell. To save ourselves from vile road to hell, we must refrain from sense enjoyment. We must refrain, otherwise, big trouble, very big trouble, of which we have no idea. So, marriage is not intended for sex gratification, Prabhupada is mentioning, but for getting a son fully qualified to deliver his father. But if a son is raised to become an unqualified demon, how can he deliver his father from hellish life? There is one happy Akal. Akal was a king. These Mughals they ruled King India for 800 years. And converted Hindus into Muslims by force. So, Akbar has one minister. His name was Birbal. He was a Brahmin and very intelligent person. But he made one mistake also. Akbar was so much impressed by the Vedic culture, he said that I'd like to become Hindu. He could say no to him, Birbal could say no to Akbar. He said, look, I will not stay out in 1 week. Every morning Akbar used to go for morning walk. On the way, in the morning walk, there was one spring water coming out of earth. India is some place, a lot of springs. Where we are, in Jammu and Kashmir, so many springs, very good water comes out of those springs. You can drink that water and very healthy. Natural springs. So, but Birbal did. He brought one ass, one donkey. He started bathing in the water with them. Akbar said, oh my minister, what are you doing? So what you are doing? He's my big minister and he's bathing the donkey. So what are you doing? So I am trying to turn this donkey into horse. How you can do this? How the donkey will become a horse? And he said, how a Muslim will become Hindu? The way he answered is the way he answered to Akbar was very shy, you know. But this was his mistake. According to the Vedic culture, anyone can be a devotee. If you could have made the Akbar Hindu, today the Muslim problem in India, killing so many people, this problem was not there, not could have been there, you know. So, Akbar has so many other ministers, but Birbal was very intelligent. Other Muslim ministers, they whisper in the ear of Akbar, say he can get the information from other world. After the death, what happens? And he can get the information. So Birbal called Vijayakbar. I want to know what my ancestors, Babur and Humayun, how they are doing. Alright. So, these ministers, other ministers, they whispered in the ears of one barber who used to shave Akbar. And this barber whispered in the ear of Akbar that this Birbal can get the information. How is I will tell you, you will get the information of my ancestors. So, arrangement was made by one, what do you call that? Surang? One tunnel. Tunnel was made above, outside the tunnel. And the wood was kept inside. Birbal went and through the tunnel he came out and the wood was burned and they said, no, Birbal is born. But he stayed away for several months. After 7 months he came. He had a big beard. Akbar said, oh, you came? Got the information about my forefathers? Yes. Are they okay? They're all right, but they have one problem. They have no barber there. He said, I sent my barber. The barber came to know. The Akbar is going to send me to the hell. He ran away from there. He will grow the beard and to take the revenge with this rascal barber. And he was actually misguided by other ministers, Muslim ministers. So, hell is there, heaven is there. Vaikuntha planets are there, Gaurav Vrindavan is there, and this in one song, Murnar Gauranga. After one time we can have class. Let me sing one song.
Jai Krishna, Jai Jagannatha.
Now that today I started chanting Hare Krishna, I met one man in Delhi. I told him to chant Hare Krishna. I may be chanting for 6 months or so maybe. Then I happened to meet him. He said, Darshini Bhumi. Darshini Bhumi. In 6 months he wanted to have a darshan. People think Krishna is so cheap. He is very, actually, easily available in Kali Yuga, but not so that we don't do any austerity, don't purify your existence, and we like to see Krishna. But it's very easy to see Krishna in Kali Yuga, and everybody should try for that, go for that. Otherwise, what we are going to get from this material world, we are not going to get anything. We should become devotee, we should come to the shelter of Krishna and perfect our life. Thank you very much for listening. All good to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has? Yes.
What is the hope for the parents who have only daughters at home?
Huh?
What is the hope for the parents who have daughters at home, no sons?
Hopeless. Any other question? There is a tradition, Heidi. Any question you have?
And there's one comment that even if somebody has a son and he's not a devotee, then also the situation is hopeless. If some family has a son, but he is not a devotee. The son is not a devotee.
Yeah, that's the situation. Now that parents will believe it, that case. He needs to be a devotee. Good comment he has made that if son, one has a son, when he is not due, he is not a devotee, then it has a hopeless situation.
Sir, this injunction with, if you do not have a good son, he is as good as you are. There was an injunction where if you do not have a son that is a devotee, he's as good as you are. Sorry, did you hear me? I'm sure you heard me.
I didn't hear you properly.
Okay, he's saying there's an injunction in the scriptures that if you do not have a son, it's as good as you are.
It's as good as passing your own.
Yeah.
If man did not have procreation to have a good son.
Putra and mutra. They come from the same source. If son is not good, it's just like a urine. Useless. That's what you were saying.
Yes.
Any other question, please?
Isn't that a bit heavy for the householders? What you just said?
No, it's not.
It's not heavy at all.
No.
Or heavy justified, you know, like.
But if he's hopeless, if he's not a devotee, then what is the use?
Well, he's part devotee.
Huh?
Part devotee. That follows the regular principles, but hasn't got realization of the soul of God.
Part devotee, he's saying he's a part devotee, not a complete devotee, but it's part devotee.
Part devotee and part
deliverance. But Maharaj, is this necessary that the son or daughter has
to be a devotee, because if the person himself is a devotee or herself is a devotee, he should go by his own credit, own merit to Godhead. Why there is a need for the putra and the special putra and daughter to be delivered?
This is in case if one is not a devotee himself, couldn't deliver himself, then his son can do it. In that case. You understand? Yes. Brahmachari, he himself is son. Brahmachari is very good and he can go to Krishna. Brahmachari's life is wonderful. Yes.
There's one story of one devotee who came and did shraddha for his devotee. The boy is saying the Brahmachari is having a son. There was a story that the Lord came himself and offered shraddha for his devotee.
The Lord came himself and became the son of the Brahmachari. So.
All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All of you look like hungry, eh? No voice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Not shouting, say nice.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram Ram.
Ram Ram.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Advaita.
Shri Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Shri Vasadi.
Shri Vasadi.
Gaura Bhakta.
Gaura Bhakta.
Brinda.
Brinda.
Nama Om.
Nama Om.
Vishnu Padaya.
Vishnu Padaya.
Krishna Prishthaya.
Krishna Prishthaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Shrimate.
Shrimate.
Bhakti Vedanta.
Bhakti Vedanta.
Swami.
Swami.
Iti Namane.
Iti Namane.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Saraswati Deve.
Saraswati Deve.
Gauravani.
Gauravani.
Pracharane.
Pracharane.
Nirvishesh.
Nirvishesh.
Shunyavadi.
Shunyavadi.
Paschatade.
Paschatade.
Tarani.
Tarani.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.